Thank you, Ann, for that powerful song. Of course, as you know, today is Father's Day, a day set aside to remember and honor our fathers, and I certainly hope that that we do that, and in fact, do that very well. And so, happy Father's Day to all you fathers that are with us and to all you fathers that are watching online. We want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well. In fact, if you're a father and you're here, would you stand up for a moment? Come on, dads. Yeah. All right. Look around for just a moment. Isn't that an awesome sight? A church with godly fathers. We need more men like this right here. That's right. Gentlemen, you can be seated this morning. Happy Father's Day to you. We certainly do need more godly men and more godly fathers in our culture today. And we are blessed here at Dover Hill to have several men that are godly men. And we appreciate you. We want you to know that you're greatly appreciated. And once again, to all you fathers out there that are joining us this morning, we hope that you have a wonderful day and you're honored for who you are. Truth is, we're blessed, actually, to have two fathers, an earthly father and a heavenly father. What a blessing. And I believe today that we should take time to honor both of them. And so let your dad know today how much you appreciate him and give him the honor that's due to him. But I also believe as we gather for worship this morning that we should honor our heavenly Father as well. Romans 8:15 shares with us, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whom we cry out, Abba, Father." All of us today that name Christ as Lord and Savior have been adopted into the family of God. The Creator of the universe, all-powerful, all-omnipotent God that we serve, is not only God, but Scripture says that He is Father. And not any father. I love this passage. I know you've heard me talk about it before. But I love that concept of Abba, Father. I do believe God deserves all the respect, all the glory, and all the honor because of who He is. But I want you to know that He's more than that. You might say, how can you be more than all-knowing, more than all-powerful? How could you have more glory, more majesty than Creator God? Well, Romans says that He's Abba, Father. If you would translate Abba into English language for us, it simply means Papa. You have to pause on that for a moment, because that simply says to us that this Creator, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful God, wants to be our Papa. That's a whole different scenario. Papa. I want you to know today you have an earthly father and you have a heavenly father who desires to be your Papa. That's pretty awesome stuff. And so as we think about honoring our fathers, Scripture has a few things to share with us regarding fathers. And so let's take our Bibles, if you would, this morning. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, a powerful passage of Scripture that not only talks about fathers, but mothers. And there's some powerful things here for us to learn. So once we have our Bibles, let's stand this morning as we come to the Word. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 this morning. And there it shares with us, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that you may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, to be once again in your house, to be able to worship you and to honor you. And today we rejoice that you are Papa God. And we love you this morning. You mean so much to us. And I just pray today, Lord, that once again we would encounter you in such a powerful way that we would know beyond of a shadow of doubt that you are Papa God. And so, Lord, we just ask that once again, Lord, as we come to your word, that you would challenge us and encourage us as we think about fathers and how important it is, Lord, to be a father. And so we just ask, Lord, that you would come and move in a mighty way. Allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Allows for the preaching of the word. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. We want to take just a few moments to share with you in regard to what the Bible shares with us about fathers as we think about Father's Day today. And so as we ask that question this morning, there's five things that I believe that Scripture shares with us in regard to fathers, and we want to share them with you. Many of them found right here in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And so what does the Bible say about fathers? Well, the first thing is addressed not necessarily to father, but is indirectly and directly related to dad. And the first thing that we find that is shared with us in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, is that children are to obey their parents. Now, all you moms and dads should be shaking your head right now saying, yep, that's right. That's what they're supposed to do, but that's not what they always do. Right? Yep, right. Yep, absolutely. Yep. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, but, and so we find that Scripture says to us, and this is all about that honoring part. We're going to find where Scripture tells us that we need to honor our father and, of course, honor our mother. But this is all about that honor thing when we're talking about children obeying their parents. Scripture says that for children, it's the right thing to do. It's just right for children to obey their parents. And believe it or not, even as a young teenager, an older teenager, and even as a young adult, your parents might still have some wisdom to impart to you. And so part of this obeying, not only is it the right thing to do, but I think as children, we still need to listen. And of course, Scripture says, in the Lord, so it's about godly things. And it's about dad, of course, being a godly man and sharing godly truth and such. But very important for children to obey their parents. And so, children, if you're listening, and if you're in this world, if you're 5, 14, or 40, you're still somebody's child. Even if you're 80, still somebody's child. Scripture says children are to obey their parents in the Lord. And so it's really about all this honor thing. And it's important for us to honor our father, which is the second thing this morning that we find right here in Ephesians chapter 6. It simply says to us to honor your father and, of course, and your mother. We talked about that on Mother's Day. But honor your father, we discover here in verse 2. Very important for us to honor our father. Not only our earthly father, but our heavenly father. And so when we talk about honoring our father, we should think about terms like respect. There should be some respect for our fathers, and that flows out in many ways. But respect is a word that people really struggle with today in our culture, in our society. It seems like very few people show respect to even to one another, let alone their father. But I want you to know this morning that Scripture would reinforce over and over again that we are to respect our father. And in doing so, we honor him. And when we talk about honoring the father, it goes beyond this concept of just respect. And I believe most of us this morning, if not all of us, understand the respect thing and what it means to respect somebody. But when we talk about honoring our fathers, it goes beyond respect. It comes to a place of esteem. When we do to respect our fathers, but we're supposed to esteem them. Now we're talking about godly men, godly fathers who have been men of God. And Scripture would say that we are to be in great regard of them and for them because of the men that God has created them to be. Especially those men who have stepped up and actually follow the Lord is a godly man and a godly father. If you have one of those, you should be rejoicing today that God has placed such a man in your life to be your father. Be it birth father, your biological father, or a man of God who's been placed in your life who has become your father. We're to esteem them. In fact, God takes this concept so seriously that He says that it's the first commandment with promise. You go back in the Old Testament, as the commands were shared with Moses and Moses shared them with the people, it's even noted in the Old Testament that this concept of honoring your father and honoring your mother is the first command with promise. Scripture says if you honor your father, honor your mother, you can live well and live long. That's the promise. I guarantee if you don't honor mom and dad, you might not live long. And if you're a real mom and dad, there's times that's crossed your mind. Even when your kids are beyond the moment they're supposed to become adults. I think it's funny. And Aubrey's going to give me this strange look. And that's okay. I love her and she loves me. And she's looking at me like that right now. It's funny that she'll call me and she'll need something. And my response is, I thought you were an adult. And it gets quiet on the phone for a moment just like that. But you're still my dad. Yeah, and that's absolutely true. Even when they do become adults, there are those moments. But Scripture says, if you honor your father, your mother, you'll live well. And you can live a long life. You can be successful. You might say, well, that's kind of odd. What's that got to do with it? I want you to know it's got everything to do with it. Because it speaks to the character of who you are. And your character often flows from who your mom and dad are. And so the Lord says, honor your father. And when you honor your father, believe this or not, you're not only honoring your father, you're honoring God, and you're honoring your own character. And you're setting an example then for your children, which become very, very important. When we ask the question, what does Scripture say about fathers? We also find the third thing that I want us to understand in verse 4. And it says to us in regard to fathers, and this speaks right to us, dads, fathers are not to provoke their children to wrath. Dads, we have to think about that for a minute. And I'm sure you've seen it more than we should have to, but there are some fathers, unfortunately, are not godly men. In fact, I would question if they're men at all. Disrespectful, not only to their wife, but to their children, and treat their children terrible. In fact, provoke them to wrath, to anger, and to bad behavior. I won't spend much time on that this morning, but unfortunately, there are fathers like that. And Scripture says, fathers, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to give them a reason to be angry. Now, how does that happen? That happens by how we treat them. Now, I'm not talking about discipline. And I'm not talking about the things that fathers need to do to raise their children to be godly men and women. You can ask all my children, and they'll tell you certainly that I have reminded them often as they were growing up, I am not your best friend. I am your father. Had nothing to do with Star Wars or Luke or Darth Vader, but I am your father. I love you. You can be mad at me right now all you want, and that's okay. Dads, we have a responsibility. We find right here in verse 4, to teach our children, to instruct our children, to admonish our children in the way of the Lord. What a great responsibility that is. What a privilege that has been given to us as fathers to be able to teach and train and instruct in the ways of God. God has given us an opportunity to display, share, and experience love to a powerful degree in regard to our children. We, dads, are to be the example. When they look at us, they need to see Jesus in us. They need to see grace and mercy and forgiveness. Yes, and discipline. And when those are mixed together, they can trust us. And they will. Scripture tells us, fathers, you're not supposed to provoke your children to wrath. We also find that Scripture shares with us in regard to fathers. The fourth thing I believe that Scripture teaches us, and we find that in Ephesians chapter 5, not chapter 6, but chapter 5 in verse 25, that husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. And so, fathers are supposed to love their wife. In fact, he loves her, he honors her, and cherishes her. Very important for fathers. In fact, that has everything to do with this very thought of teaching and training your children. Fathers are to love their wives. In fact, God's so serious about that, that in Ephesians he says that fathers, husbands, should love their wife as Jesus has loved the church. And he had to ponder that thought for a moment. How did Jesus love the church? He gave himself, his physical life, for the church. I've always believed there are some things worth dying for. My wife and children are one of them. It disturbs me when I see men mistreat their wives, or even actually mistreat anyone, because we're supposed to love them, honor them, and cherish them. You know why? Because we are the example. I would certainly hope there's no question in our mind this morning that we want our sons to honor and cherish their wives. I'd say publicly to my son, you better. That's okay, Hannah, you can say amen. That's right. You better. Or he'll be in real trouble. But I think he's good. It's important for us, dads, to show not only our children what it means to love our wives, but actually, that our community can see who a godly man is and what a godly man does. That's important. And the fifth thing I believe that Scripture says to us this morning in regard to fathers, we actually find in Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, and it's simply the fact, and we're going to share that with you, but it's the fact that fathers are blessed, and boy are we, and are to be, catch this, happy men. I like that. We're to be happy men. Dads, we're supposed to be happy men. Now, I know life's full of struggle and heartaches and all that type of stuff. But words be to happy man. Listen to Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. And it just such a powerful passage of Scripture. And it says with us, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." My, what a powerful passage in Psalms that we find that addresses this thing of father. And the first thing it addresses, and I think that's so important, is that children are a heritage from the Lord. A heritage, a legacy. Why is it important that a father is the example that he teaches and trains his children? Because he's leaving a heritage, a legacy behind him. His children are going to testify to the man that he was, the man that he is, by the way they live their life, the things they do, and how they talk about their father. We are to leave a legacy. Children are given to us as a heritage. And we are to pass down to them truth, godliness, and all the things this morning that we've already shared with you in regard to fathers. They are our legacy. Not only that, we find that they are a gift from God. Some translation is going to use the word reward. Others are going to use the word gift. Our children are a gift from God. How precious they are. And aren't you excited about all the young babies that are in our church? All right. Yep, absolutely. Just so exciting to see all the young life. God's blessing. How precious, how powerful, how wonderful. But not only the children are legacy, dads, not only they are a gift from God. If we could really grasp this, and I think it's so powerful, is that our children give us purpose. Gives us purpose. If you're a dad today, God has entrusted to you a life. Saying, where's that found? Verse 4. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Now, of course, your children aren't meant to be a weapon. I know that probably pondering in some of our minds. But they're not used for battle or mischievousness. They find some of that naturally. You don't need to help them there. But there's arrows in the hand of a warrior for purpose. Children, dads, give us purpose. Powerful purpose. To invest in their lives so that they become godly men and godly women. To do what? To continue the legacy, the heritage. To continue to be men and women of God who love their family and pass along to them this understanding of the truth of God. And then we also see in verse 5, that fathers are to be happy men. Scripture says, happy is the man who has children. It's a blessing from God. And you might be saying, have you had children? Yes, I have three of them, believe it or not. And a son-in-law. And soon, a daughter-in-law. And hopefully another son-in-law coming. That makes me happy. But also you're thinking about, isn't there some struggle? Yeah. There's struggle. And I want us to know this morning, as dads and even as moms, even in raising children and watching your children grow and flourish, there's struggle, but there's always purpose in struggle. Never wish the struggle away. It's through the struggle of being a father, of being a parent, that we grow and our children learn to know love and mercy and grace. So even though fathers were supposed to be happy men, even in the struggle, we're blessed to have the purpose of raising children for the Lord. Five things this morning that Scripture shared with us in regard to being a father, I believe, is a privilege and a great responsibility. Responsibility we can't take lightly. I hope this morning as dads that we do it well and we show our children what it means to honor God and to respect others. And may our children today, because of the way that we live, honor us as their father. And so once again, I want to say to you, Happy Father's Day. And all that comes with it is part of the beautiful blessing of being a dad. Responsibility, struggle, legacy, beauty, all of it is so important. I hope you cherish it this morning and that you will be the father that God intended you to be. But I also hope that us as dads and fathers would also honor our father. And so that's very important that we continue that example. May God's blessings be upon you as dad. And maybe your children will call you Abba, Father, Papa. Just about any man can be a father. It takes a godly man to be Papa. Be a man of God. Be a Papa. Let's stand together this morning. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we've come to you this morning, we've understood some things from Scripture in regard to being a father. I ask this morning, Lord, that you would help all the fathers that are gathered today in our congregation, that they would continue to be men of God, that they would search you out and seek you and understand your ways in order, Lord, to teach them to their children so that their boys will grow up to be men of God. To continue the legacy, to love their children and to love their wives, to be the example to the world of what it means to be a godly man. And so, Lord, I pray for the men of our church. I pray for all those, Lord, that are gathered with us online, that they too would be men of God and they would rise to the occasion, that they'd leave a legacy for their children. And so, Lord, we need your help. Sometimes those decisions we have to make in the world we live are difficult, but help us to be dad, father, papa in the lives of our children. We ask once again for your blessing. In your name we pray. Amen. I want to remind you there's no service this evening. We encourage you to spend time with your family as father and papa. And God bless you. Have a wonderful Father's Day.